This week, we're taking a look at science under the Trump administration. Yesterday, we spoke with Michael Gerard from Columbia University's Law School, who's been tracking what he calls the silencing of science. He told us that silencing is beyond Orwell. His tracker and story will be at hearnow.org. A spokesperson for the White House Council on Environmental Quality disagreed, telling us now more than ever, scientists have a seat at the table. But where is that table? That's the question today, as we take a look at the U.S. Department of Agriculture, specifically the Economic Research Service, or ERS. That's one of two sub-agencies the Trump administration relocated last summer from Washington, D.C. to Kansas City. Two-thirds of those USDA employees quit rather than move. Some are calling that a brain drain. Others are celebrating it. Mick Mulvaney, the White House chief of staff, called the resignations a wonderful way to streamline the government. Well, our next guest is squarely in the brain drain camp. Jamie Petruska is an historian at Rutgers, author of the book Looking Forward, Prediction and Uncertainty in Modern America. Professor Petruska, Jamie, welcome.
Hello, glad to be here.
Well, and you call the ERS essential. So for people who aren't thinking a lot about the U.S. Department of Agriculture, let alone this branch, the Economic Research Service, tell us why. Why is the ERS essential?
Sure. Well, this is a nonpartisan federal research agency that provides a massive amount of data on everything from forecasts of farm income to predictions of crop and livestock production, consumption, and trade to the forecasts of the consumer price index for food. So will specific items in the grocery store cost more or cost less? And these reports and forecasts are heavily relied on by Congress and other federal agencies, but really anyone who produces or consumes food in the United States, and that's pretty much all of us, is affected either directly or indirectly by the work of the ERS.
I want to go back a little bit because some would say there's quite an irony here because this is an independent research arm doing all the things that you just listed. And it came about because the Department of Agriculture was brought about to work against things like falsehoods, to try to find out what was true. Explain the history of this agency.
Sure, that's exactly right. Before the USDA was created in 1862, speculators could easily manipulate commodity markets by making inflated forecasts of a crop's yield if they wanted to make prices fall, or if they wanted to make prices go up, they would spread rumors of a crop failure. So in this regard, speculators had a lot of power over prices, and farmers had very little. And so in response to this really pervasive uncertainty and market manipulation, the federal government stepped in to create what was the first national agricultural statistics agency within the USDA.
Right. And let's just be more blunt, because you have been. I mean, these were hucksters. You've called them hucksters. They would make up stories about how big the cotton crop was going to be and thereby manipulate the prices. Are you saying we might go back to that?
Well, historians don't make predictions, but I think this provides a really important cautionary tale in that even as the Federal Agricultural Statistics Program was expanding in the late 19th century, private firms selling their own crop forecasts could still wreak havoc on commodity markets. And one individual in particular, a British cotton forecaster named Henry Neal, depressed prices on American markets in the 1890s with these wildly inflated forecasts, all to make cotton cheaper for the British textile manufacturers who subscribed to his forecasts. And so he was a person who had nearly complete control over the American cotton market until the USDA investigated and discovered that he had, in fact, falsified his forecasts. Yeah. So in that regard, data and government statistical expertise was absolutely crucial to stabilizing what was a major part of the American economy.
It was a USDA statistician that sat down and found out that his cotton forecasts were based on completely falsified data, that he was a fraud. Look, talk about some of the research that's coming from the ERS today. We're looking, for instance, at research showing that SNAP recipients, people who got this food assistance, were not a drain on rural economies. They were actually a benefit in rural economies.
That's absolutely right. And the report you're referring to just recently came out to demonstrate that, in fact, the increase in SNAP benefits under the Obama administration had long-lasting positive effects on rural communities, so that when SNAP payments increased fourfold, some of that money went back into local economies, local grocery stores, and was actually instrumental to job creation in rural communities. So that research directly undercuts the rationale that the Trump administration provided in its attempts to scale back these benefits. And as you said, you know, they were arguing that this was a drain on national resources, but in fact, the opposite was quite true. Similar reports have come out recently to show that, in fact, climate change has serious effects on American agriculture. The ERS has provided data that shows that trade wars have, in fact, not been a good thing for farmers. And so critics of the recent move to Kansas City really point to these examples as evidence for the fact that the ERS is providing data that's really not politically convenient for the current administration.
Well, I know we have to ask the question. You know, the Trump administration is saying that this move and the fact that it reduced the staff of the ERS by so much is a good thing. I mean, as we said, Mick Mulvaney said it was a way of streamlining government. It was proposed by Sonny Perdue, Secretary of Agriculture, to streamline the government and save taxpayers, he said, $300 million a year. But are you suggesting that the move was actually to be a part of a suppression of facts in the government?
That's how I see it. And that's also how many critics of this move, from ERS staffers to agricultural scientists to the Union of Concerned Scientists, they're all concerned that, you know, while on paper it might seem that relocating and downsizing a federal agency will save taxpayers money, the long-term costs are incredibly severe. And the ERS is a group that works directly for lawmakers. And so it's very important for their reports to be circulated widely in Washington and for them to have face-to-face meetings with policymakers and their aides. And really moving them out to the Midwest takes them out of Washington, which is really a place where they very much need to be.
Well, what do you say to people who say, wait a second, we have people here in Kansas City? Are you saying that no city can match the research expertise in D.C. and, as you said, the face-to-face contact?
You know, I think the ERS is, it's attempting to fill the positions that have been vacated. But I think it's important to remember that the civil servants in the ERS and in so many federal bureaucracies are career professionals who, you know, have worked for many administrations, both Republican and Democrat. And really what's lost in this brain drain that Mick Mulvaney celebrated is really decades of experience, of institutional memory. And what's happened is that not only are the reports of the ERS now delayed, some projects have been shelved entirely simply because the people whose expertise is necessary to carry out these studies are just no longer there. So as one ERS employee told Catherine Rampell of the Washington Post, without the reports from ERS, members of Congress will just have to use whatever information they get from corporate lobbyists to shape the laws that they write. And so, as we know, the large corporations that really control our food system are always in favor of less and less regulation. And so we've already seen E. coli outbreaks and foodborne illnesses, recalls of romaine lettuce and things like that. I think that consumers will have to think perhaps even more carefully about food safety as they're shopping in the grocery store.
That's Jamie Petruska, historian at Rutgers, speaking with us about the Economic Research Service, something you may not have heard about before, but the ERS. It was a branch of the U.S. Department of Agriculture that was relocated from D.C. to Kansas City. And of the 171 researchers and scientists, 99 declined the move. Jamie, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
And by the way, we reached out to the USDA for comment. A spokesperson there said that as of January 18th, the ERS had 121 positions filled. That's still down from 171 before the move. And they are relying on short-term contractors and other temporary measures, while over 100 active recruitments are in process. Well, tomorrow we'll take a look at the rollback of regulations at the Environmental Protection Agency as our look at the silencing of science in the Trump administration continues.